Good morning, everyone. Help yourself to donuts and coffee. We continue our 10 minutes of meaning, generously sponsored by Becky and Avi Katz, in memory of Becky's father, Lila Nishmas, David ben Menachem Manash. We also dedicate our learning this morning in the schus and the merit of our dear friend, Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, should shower bracha on him and on his family. We continue Mesilas Yesharim, the great Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Lutzato. We're on Perek Vav. The Midah of Zrizus, the character trait of zeal and alacrity. We spent a lot of time on the character trait of Zahirus, the notion of living with cautiousness, with mindfulness, that in everything we do and we say and we think, every decision we make, every action we take, to not simply go with the flow, to not let inertia carry us, to not follow our instinct or intuition, but to be mindful, to calculate and be strategic and make a purposeful, intentional decision with all that we do. And so the Ramchal is assuming that we are growing in, if not having mastered, the character trait of mindfulness. We're being very cautious and careful in our decision-making and our execution. And now we're up to the Midah of Zrizus, the idea of zeal, alacrity, enthusiasm, never to be lazy or procrastinate, not to be passive or complacent or indifferent, but to identify our goals and then to pursue them, to make them happen, to make them a reality. Sur meira v'asei tov. Zihirus is sur meira. Mindfulness is identifying the pitfalls, the obstacles, and eliminating them, plotting a course to navigate them, and then asei tov, once we can eliminate the obstacles, now we can unleash ourselves with an enthusiasm and a zeal to go conquer the world and to go make that difference. V'sira, ki teva ha'adam kaved ma'od, says the Ramchal, notice that human nature is characterized by kaved, it's heavy. It's heavy. What does that mean? Ka'afriyos ha'chamriyos gas. Physical element of dust is coarse. We are fashioned from the earth, from the dust of the earth. And that slows us down. That holds us back. Alkein lo yachpot sa'adam betorach u'malacha. Our instinct and intuition is not to want to work. Right? Our nature is to just be. To lie on a couch. To mindlessly watch something, to simply space out. The notion of working, of accomplishing, of achieving, to be aspirational is to go against nature, is to have to be intentional, is to have to light a fire under ourselves. So if you want to be an accomplished person in life, whether you want to be accomplished spiritually, in your relationship with Hashem and living with Emunah and Dveikus, if you want to be accomplished professionally, if you want to be accomplished in your relationships, if you want to be an informed, educated individual, if you want to be an accomplished community leader, whatever area you identify that you want to be accomplished, you cannot assume it'll happen on its own. Don't just daydream one day about who you could be and think that because you dreamt about it, it will automatically happen. Because the status quo, the nature, is that inertia holds us back. The status quo, the nature, is that we're lazy, we procrastinate, we're passive, we want it to just come on its own. But it won't. It's not going to happen. We have to set goals, and we have to make resolutions, and create timetables, and unveil strategic plans, how we're going to do it. You want to finish Shas? You want to finish a Masechta? You want to finish a Perek? You want to finish a Daf? You want to get to shul on time. You want to have a deeper and more meaningful understanding of davening. You want to improve a relationship with a spouse or spend more time with your children. You want to get ahead at work and get promotions or make more profits. Whatever area you identify, simply identifying the goal, says the Ramchal, is not enough. It is a first step. Too many people don't even have goals. But having a goal is not enough. You have to have the goal and create the resolution to achieve the goal. The Piyazetz Nerebin is Tzav Vizirus, the great Rav Kalanimus Kalman Shapiro, Hashem Yikom Damo, in his spiritual diary, Tzav Vizirus writes, the difference between a wish and a resolution. That I wake up tomorrow morning 20 pounds lighter, that I wake up next week and be able to run a marathon, that I wake up and I've finished learning tremendous areas of Torah, that I wake up and I am the best father of the year, husband of the year, that's a wish. That's not a resolution. A resolution means that I've identified what I want, but I also have a strategy about how to get there. And I've lit a fire under myself, and I'm relentlessly in pursuit of it. I won't stop. I won't rest, unless I've scheduled rest as part of the strategy to achieve it. But I am relentlessly in pursuit of that goal. It's the difference of what he calls a wish and a resolution. Too many of us have wishes. I wish to lose weight, and I wish to improve relationships, and I wish to advance professionally, and I wish to achieve more in ruchnius and spirituality and Torah learning. I wish it. But the wish, poof, it disappears. A wish without a resolution is nothing and will get you nowhere. Because if we allow our lethargy to dominate, if we allow our nature to overcome, then the next thing we know, the only thing we'll achieve is finishing an entire series on Netflix and having been up the entire night and having no energy to be the best person we could be the next day. That's hardly a goal that any of us should have. The Mishnah in Avos, the fifth parak, says, "Have az kanamer, be as bold as a leopard, light as an eagle, fleet as a deer, courageous as a lion, to do what? Lasos ritzon avicha shebashemayim." When we set those goals, the goals should be compatible with Hashem's goals for us. Hashem wants us to be healthy. Hashem wants us to achieve professionally. But Hashem wants us also to improve our character. Hashem wants us to improve our relationships. Hashem wants us to leave our mark on the world and to repair the world in His image. Hashem wants us to be marbekvot shemayim, to live lives in which we make a kiddush Hashem. So when we identify our goals, they should be goals not compatible with pop culture or society, whose goals often are at odds with the goals of the Almighty. But they should be lasos ritzon avicha shebashemayim. Our goals should be the same as Hashem's. And then we have to be az kanamer, bold as a leopard and light as an eagle. And we have to fly. And we have to have zeal and alacrity and enthusiasm. We have to have drive and aspiration to go make them a reality. Our rabbis enumerated among the things that need constant strengthening: Torah umasim tovim, the learning of Torah and doing good deeds. Why did Chazal say they need chizuk? Because the default is you won't do them. The default is you mean to do them. You have a wish to do them. You want to be a person, the type of person who does them. But that doesn't make them a reality. What makes them a reality is not a wish, but a resolution. Yehoshua, the great student of Moshe Rabbeinu, said, "Be strong and courageous to observe in accordance with the whole Torah, the way Moshe commanded." Why did Yehoshua have to say Chazak ve'ematz? What do you mean Chazak ve'ematz? Just do it. The answer is you need to strengthen. You need courage, because again, the default is not to have courage. It takes courage to make it a reality. It takes courage to bring it into truth. It takes strengthening to follow through. The default is not to follow through. How often do we start projects? How often do we begin? How often do we have all kinds of great intentions and great ideas, and they die right there? They never happen. They're never brought to completion or fruition. Zriza, zeal, alacrity, enthusiasm is not just at the beginning, but it's the pledge and the promise to ourselves and to others to follow all the way through and to see it till completion. Shlomo observed the evil of indolence. What happens? The great damage that it causes when we do nothing, when we have no zeal, when we have no drive, is exactly when we get into trouble. People experiment and people explore and people occupy themselves with substances and activities and fantasies and thoughts that are self-destructive, that sabotage our own success. It's when we don't have that drive, when our drive has a lull, that's when people get in trouble. Mat shenos, mat tnumos, mat chibuk yadayim lishkav. The pasuk in Mishlei: a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands in order to rest, and your poverty will arrive as suddenly as one who walks, and as your deficiency as fast as man who shields. Meaning, I'm just taking a little shluf. I'm just taking a day off. I just need to a little break, a little relaxation, a little dialing back the knob of excitement and enthusiasm, and the next thing you know, it's a steep downhill slope. That doesn't mean that we don't all need recreation. We need to rejuvenate and re-energize. We need to take a break. This week's parasha, Shemitah, the land needs to rejuvenate, and so do we. We have Shabbos every single week. If the land has Shabbos once every 7 years, we have Shabbos every single week. It doesn't mean we don't need it, but it means that you can't dial back the knob. You can't let your foot off the pedal. we have to live with a sense of zrizus, not only because of what we want to achieve, but the danger and threat if we let up. Because the indolent person, the lazy person, even though he does no harm actively, he harms himself through his passivity. As Shlomo says, "Gam esrapen mamlachto asul lebal mashchis." Ki afa pisha enenu mashchis ha'usa zarab yadav lo tachshav shu rochag mimenu ela achivu uben gilahu. You know, there's two kinds of self-destruction. There's a self-destruction where we actually do bad, but there's the self-destruction of leaving the space, of picking our foot off the gas, of not having a plan, of not having drive, of not having aspiration, of not wanting to achieve. And in the absence and in the void of those dreams, that vision, that's where challenges, that's where threats come. So zrizus, to first set our goals, then not have them just be wishes, but have them be actual resolutions, and then to put our foot on the gas with zeal, aspiration, ambition, to make them happen and bring them to reality. Have a great day.